The Lord said to Abram, go, and I will bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, yes, perhaps I left a few words out of that first verse from our Genesis reading. But Holy Scripture leaves out even more words between that and the verse that relays, so Abram went, as the Lord told him. I'm often struck by the obedience of Abraham, and I'm also left pondering what Scripture doesn't relay about Abraham's experience. First, I'm struck that Abram heard God's voice. Not only heard it, but understood it. How often does one hear God tell them to do something while also understanding God's message in its entirety? I believe this is a great struggle for most of us. Yes, I believe I have heard some things from God, but truth be told, and more often than not, I feel I'm either not hearing from God or not understanding what he might be trying to say to me. I also experience, often it seems, that I receive more direction about what not to do versus what to actually do. And I admit this is frustrating. And although I'm truly thankful when I'm certain that God has closed the door, I remain baffled about what I should be doing. Discernment, knowing God's will, is hard. It can be hard to understand God's will individually, but it can get easier and clearer in community. When I feel that God has closed the door and I don't know which way to turn, gathering a group of mature Christians together to explore God's call often helps clarify things. Other times when I'm uncertain which direction to turn, or I only experience closed doors, I have learned to stay in place. Staying in place is hard. Sometimes staying in place is even harder than moving, even when moving could turn to be the wrong direction. Staying in place demands patience and faith, things that are often in short supply. Now, we don't know the details of Abram's obedience, just the completeness of it. Reflecting on this passage from Genesis, I'm also struck by what God asked of Abram. He asked great sacrifice of him. He asked him to leave his country, his entire society, his father's house, basically everything and everyone he had ever known his entire life. He asked them to leave all of that and then go on a journey with an unknown destination. He was asked this at the age of 75 years. How could one prepare for such a journey? How long will it last? What provisions are needed? What can happen on this journey that I'm not prepared for? What might we need that we're lacking? Who will we encounter along the way? Will we be safe? What losses might we experience? It's nearly unfathomable that an elderly man would depart, taking his entire household with him. Yet his faith equips him to do just that. This teaches us we can never provide for ourselves more richly than that which our faith in God will equip us to act according to his will. Now, what doesn't shock me about this narrative is the blessing part. Yes, I believe God will bless that which he calls us to. In his call to Abram, God promises, I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In you, all the earth shall be blessed. Wow. What if Abram let fear or his own desires or plans thwart the will of God? May God will never know. Our collect today offers a prayer for those who have gone astray, the complete antithesis of Abraham's example. And I'm afraid that I have to admit that personally, I'm more familiar with those thoughts than connecting with Abraham's obedience. Yes, I often stray from God, even while trying to hear from him and remain obedient to him. The collect today asks for God's graciousness for all who have gone astray and trusts he will bring us back with penitent hearts and steadfast faith. Penitent hearts. We need to have penitent hearts, but we also need from God that steadfast faith. It's steadfast faith that equipped Abram to answer God's call. It was his steadfast faith, the gift from God, that led to obedience and action and God's blessing. So, do you ask for that? I know we all ask God for many things. I know we pray for people when they're sick. We pray for people when they need a job or some other provision. We pray to God when we're anxious or some kind of trouble. But do we also remember to pray to God for faith? To pray for steadfast faith. See, faith is not only a gift from God. It's all that is truly needed for our Christian walk. Faith is like gas for the journey. And Scripture tells us that having faith in Jesus Christ as Savior is the primary thing we're called to. And yes, we're called to other things. We're called to good works that spring from our faith, but they all fall behind that primary calling just to believe. See, faith even supersedes obedience to the law. Abram was called by God long before the law was given. And his obedience to God through faith alone reckoned him as righteous. As was written to the Romans, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And likewise, our faith in Jesus and his righteousness before God is the foundation that we need. So let's reflect a little on God's blessing. This promise to Abraham was widespread and all-encompassing. God told him, "I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." I can't imagine a blessing from God rippling any further than that. Abram was to receive blessing. His entire family was to receive blessing. In fact, all the families of the earth were to receive blessing from God all through Abram's obedience and faith. Now, we know that the blessing of God has come to us through Jesus Christ. Even though we're sinners, Jesus died for us. God wants to save us. He doesn't want to lose any one of us. And today in the Gospel of John, we hear one of the most often quoted verses from the entire Holy Scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but may have eternal life." We're right back to faith, folks. Anyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Belief, faith, it's all that we need to live. It's So we should ask for it. Now, elsewhere in Scripture, we're promised that faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a very small seed, will be enough to move an entire mountain. Maybe today we have even less faith than that. But if we have any degree of faith, just a bit, we can simply ask for more. We can ask for an increase of faith anytime we need it, and especially when we get tested. Testing and trial does happen, and these are some of the principal things that we're reflecting on during Lent, our 40-day trek through the spiritual wilderness. And through this Lenten journey, we're invited particularly into a season focused on penitence. And it's here that God wants to help us as well. We have to believe that God will help our minds recall our sins, and God will give us his grace to confess them, and God will give us his forgiveness and set us on a new path. We can pray for faith in that. Pray for forgiveness and healing and prayer that he would give us faith and belief that he will answer our prayers. As the psalmist David said, "Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord will not reckon sin." The faith of Abraham led him on a journey that was thousands of miles long. But the true journey was his journey of faith. His journey of faith in God, which led to the blessing and faith of others. So many others more than he could have counted by the stars that first night of his journey. As God promised, "In Abram, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." You see, we can never know how far the ripple of blessing from God will go. So can we really take the chance not to step out in faith when God calls us? And if we can't take that first step on our own, then we can pray to God to help us, to increase our faith, to send others to help us, to ready us and equip us to answer in obedience. And like that father who cried out for his sick son, we can pray, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." That is a holy prayer, a prayer that God will answer. I have faith in that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.